Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, and welcome to a Radioeyes Children's Story Hour. As a reminder, Radioeye is a reading service intended for people who are blind or have other disabilities that make it difficult to read printed materials. Today, we will be reading from various children's books. Your reader today is Miss Francis. We will start with the book titled Iris and Walter, The Sleepover. It was published by Gulliver Books, Harcourt Incorporated, has a copyright date of 2002, and the story was written by Eliza Hayden Guest. Iris and Walter, The Sleepover. Chapter 1, Big Plans. Iris couldn't wait for Saturday. On Saturday, Iris was going to sleep over at her best friend Walter's house. It was all she could talk about. "It will be my first sleepover, Grandpa," said Iris. "How exciting," said Grandpa. "Walter and I are going to put on a puppet show," Iris told her mother. "What fun," said Iris's mother. "We're going to ride the horse train in our pajamas," Iris told her father. "You don't say," said Iris's father. "And we're going to sleep out on Walter's porch and stay up very, very late," Iris told baby Rose. "That's what big kids do on sleepovers, Rosie." "Okay, my big girl, hop into bed," said Iris's mother. Iris's mother read a story. Grandpa sang the girls a song. Iris's father tucked them in. "Good night, little Rosie," he said. "Good night, my Iris," he said. Then Iris's mother turned on the nightlight and closed the door. Chapter 2, Worries. The next day at school, Iris told her friends about the sleepover. "Sleepovers are fun," said Armando. "You can stay up all night," said Lulu. "And have pillow fights," said Jenny. "Wow," said Iris and Walter. Benny didn't say a word. But after lunch, Benny whispered, "I don't like sleepovers." "You don't?" asked Iris. "No, I like to sleep in my own room in my own bed," said Benny. "One time I went to sleep over at my cousin's house, but..." "But what?" asked Iris. "I got really homesick," said Benny. "Why?" asked Iris. "Because," said Benny, "I missed my pillow." "What did you do?" asked Iris. "My aunt had to take me home in the middle of the night," he answered. "Oh," said Iris. "I hope that doesn't happen to me," she thought. Chapter 3, The Sleepover. Saturday afternoon, Iris packed her suitcase. She packed her cozy pajamas. She packed her favorite doll, Pearl, and she packed her baby pillow so she wouldn't get homesick. Baby Rose watched from her crib. "Now, Rosie," said Iris, "I'm not going to be here tonight because I'm sleeping over at Walter's. Remember?" Baby Rose gave Iris a big smile. "But Mama will still read a story, and Grandpa will sing a song, and Daddy will tuck you in. And when you're a big girl, you'll go on a sleepover too." Baby Rose said, "Ba ba 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 ba." "Okay, I'm ready to go to Walter's," Iris said. "Have fun, my Iris," said Iris's mother. "We'll see you tomorrow," said Iris's father. "So long, everybody," said Iris. Grandpa and Iris drove over to Walter's. "Come in, Iris," said Walter's father. "Would you like some cookies?" asked Walter's mother. "Let's go play," said Walter. Iris and Walter put on a puppet show. They rode their pretend horse, Rain, in their pajamas. They sat on the porch and watched the stars come out. "I think sleepovers are great," said Iris. "I'm not homesick at all." "We should have a sleepover every week," said Walter. Iris and Walter drank hot cocoa and shared the last cookie. Then Iris's mother said, "It's getting late, kids. Time for bed." Iris thought about home. She wondered if Baby Rose was still awake and if Rosie missed her. Walter's mother kissed Walter goodnight. Then she kissed Iris. "Good night. Sleep tight," said Walter's father. "I'm not sleepy, are you?" asked Iris. "No," said Walter, yawning. "Let's stay up all night," said Iris. "What do you want to do?" asked Walter. "Let's tell stories," said Iris. "Okay," said Walter. "You go first." "I'll just get comfortable." And Walter snuggled down into his sleeping bag. He was warm and cozy. Iris told Walter a long, long, long story. When she was finished, she said, "Now it's your turn, Walter." "Walter!" But there was no sound. "Walter!" whispered Iris. "It's your turn to tell a story." But Walter was fast asleep. Chapter 4. Home, Sweet Home. It was very quiet on the porch. Iris hugged Pearl close. She tried to get comfortable. Suddenly, Iris felt all alone. She missed her mother's stories. She missed Grandpa's songs. She missed the way her father tucked her in and kissed her goodnight. And she missed sleeping in her own room, in her own bed, with her own baby sister close by. "Walter," Iris whispered in the dark. "Walter, wake up." Iris gave Walter a little shake. "Huh?" said Walter. "Walter," said Iris, "I think I want to go home." "You do?" Walter asked. "Why?" "I'm homesick," said Iris, and she started to cry. "Gosh," said Walter, and he went to get his mother. "Iris, honey, are you sure you want to go home?" asked Walter's mother. "Yes, I'm sure," said Iris. "It's okay, we'll take you home," said Walter's mother. You can sleep over another time, right, Walter?
Sure, said Walter.
Iris packed her suitcase and climbed into the car. We're going home now, Pearl, she whispered to her doll. The drive seemed to take forever. But when she arrived, everyone was waiting.
Welcome home, said Iris's father.
How about a hug? Asked Iris's mother.
Why, Iris, you've grown, said Grandpa.
Iris laughed and hugged them all. Then she went into her own room and climbed into her own bed. Her own baby Rose was fast asleep close by. Iris's mother kissed Iris goodnight.
I'll sleep over at Walter's another time, said Iris, yawning.
Of course you will, said her mother. And she did. The end. I was wondering if you've ever had a sleepover at a friend's house and you started missing your own home. The next story I'd like to read is called Yasmin, the Singer. It was published by Picture Window Books, has a copyright date of 2021, and was written by Sadia Farquhar. Yasmin, the Singer. Chapter 1, A Party. It was a very special evening. Yasmin, Mama, and Nanny were going to a party. Yasmin loved wearing her Pakistani shalwar kamazi.
You look wonderful, Baba explained.
Thank you, Yasmin replied. I think he's talking to me, Jan, Nanny teased. The party was at Aunt Zara's house. Her friend was getting married.
Shalom, Aunt Zara said. You're going to have so much fun, Yasmin.
Yasmin felt shy as they entered the house. There were so many people in the room. Their clothes were colorful. Their jewelry sparkled. The bride was dressed in the most beautiful clothes. Yasmin couldn't stop staring at her.
Mama pointed to a woman sitting across the room.
Want to put on some henna, Yasmin? Mama asked.
Will you come with me, Mama? Yasmin asked.
Mama nodded yes. The woman painted a pretty design on Yasmin's hand.
It matches my dress, Mama, Yasmin whispered.
Mama smiled. It certainly does. They ate delicate food and walked around the room.
Why don't you go play with the kids? Mama suggested.
Yasmin shook her head. No, she wanted to stay close to Mama. Chapter 2. Sing a Song with Me. After dinner, a group of girls sat on the floor. They played a dolki and clapped their hands. They laughed and sang songs in Urdu and with happy voices. The other guests sat around them listening and smiling. Mama knew the words to the song.
You know this one too, Yasmin. Sing with us.
No thanks, Yasmin mumbled. She felt like everyone was looking at her. Yasmin got up and walked quietly to the side of the room. She just wanted to be alone. Nanny waved to her. Come here, John, she called. But Yasmin shook her head. She was just fine in the corner. Next to her was a pretty silk curtain. Yasmin slid behind it and sat down. That was better. Now nobody could see her. Yasmin listened to the song and felt her heart jump. Mama was right. She did know this one.
Soon, Yasmin was singing too. It was just a whisper, but that was okay. She sang softly, just to herself. It made her happy. It was a song about a bride, about beautiful clothes, and about henna. Yasmin sang and sang. Chapter 3. An Audience. Yasmin's voice got louder. She stood up. She imagined she was on a stage. The music was all around her, happy and loud. She struck a pose. She flipped her head. She held up a pretend microphone. Yasmin was so busy singing, she didn't see what she was doing. Her arm caught in the curtain, and before she could catch it, the curtain dropped to the floor. Yasmin turned around. She stopped singing. Everyone in the room was looking at her. "Oops," she whispered. The girls on the floor were still drumming on the dolky, but they weren't singing. They were all watching Yasmin. They were all smiling. Then they started to clap. Mama and Nanny were smiling too. Mama walked up and held out her hand. "Your voice is lovely, Jan. Come join us. Let's sing together." Yasmin took Mama's hand. It was okay. She was ready to sing with others. Now that's the end of the story, but in the back of the book, there's some questions that they want you to think about. Have you ever been shy around other people? Did it keep you from doing something you wanted to do? Imagine you are Yasmin's friend. How would you give her courage if she was feeling nervous about something? Have you been to a special party or event where you got to dress up? If you could wear whatever you wanted, what would it be? Draw a picture of yourself wearing it. And last, is there a special type of music or song that makes you happy? What is it? Those are some questions you can think about and talk about with your family members. The end. Next, I'd like to read you a book called I Am Smart. It was published by Rodale Kids, has a copyright date of 2018, and the story was written by Suzanne Capozzi. I Am Smart. My alarm clock wakes me up. I get dressed and go downstairs. Mom made my favorite breakfast. Eggs in a hole. I am too nervous to eat. I need to study. I have a math test, and one more review will make me feel better. Mom says, "You studied last night. You got a good night's sleep. Now it's time for brain food." Mom was right. I am prepared. Now I am fueled up and ready to go. Breakfast was a smart choice. I am smart. I've got this covered. I feel hopeful all day until science class. Our teacher makes an announcement. We will have a science fair in 2 weeks. I do not like science. It is hard for me. I worry about the fair and gym class. I worry about it all the way home. I am still worrying about it at night. Mom knows I struggle in science class. She encourages me to pick something I like to do every day. "Look for the science in your life," she says. And just like that, I get an idea. It's a good idea, and it's a smart idea. I jot down some notes before I go to sleep. I have so many questions. I go to the library on Saturday. First, I look up information on my own. Next, I asked the librarian. "You ask very smart questions," he says. Over the next few days, I read about gravity and how it flips a bottle. I learn how weight, shape, and speed affect the bottle. I make a lot of noise and it gets a little messy. Then I spend a few days trying different setups. I add different amounts of water to the bottles. I try bigger bottles and smaller bottles. My friends, Chance and Taylor, stop by. They want to play soccer. But I don't want to stop working on my experiment. My experiment is fun. And I show my friends, and I ask them for help. They stay and have fun. I made a smart choice. Our teacher gives us permission to work together. We record results. We make posters. We practice doing demonstrations. Finally, the science fair is here. I am nervous and excited. We answer everyone's questions. Our experiment works. Their experiment is the effect of different water amounts used for bottle flipping. It is time to hand out prizes. Chance, Taylor, and I cross our fingers and link arms. We win a prize for best demonstration. We flip out. I worked hard. I asked for help. Chance, Taylor, and I celebrate with having ice cream sundaes. I learned a lot about bottle flipping, science, and myself. I am smart. When do you feel smart? Can you think of three examples? The end. And now I'd like to read you a book called Fox at Night. It was published by Bowser and Bray, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, has the copyright date of 2021, and the story was written by Corey R. Tabor. Fox at Night. It is night, and Fox is scared. "The night is full of monsters," says Fox. Fox looks for monsters. Fox sees four stars. Fox sees three planets. Fox sees two big wings. Fox sees two big pointy ears. Fox sees two big yellow eyes. "Monster!" cried Fox. "I am not a monster. I am a bat," says Bat. "Sorry," says Fox, "but the night is full of monsters." "I don't think so," says Bat. "Come and I will show you." Fox hears a tap, tap, tap. Fox and Bat go out into the night. Fox hears a boom, boom, bang. "Monster!" cries Fox. "I am not a monster. I am a raccoon," says Raccoon. "Sorry," says Fox, "but the night is full of monsters." "I don't think so," says Raccoon. "Come and we will show you." Fox smells a stink. Fox smells a big, awful stink. "Monsters!" cries Fox. "I am not a monster. I am a skunk," says Skunk. "Sorry," says Fox, "but the night is full of monsters." "I don't think so," says Skunk. "Come and we will show you." Fox sees two pointy horns. Fox sees three yellow eyes. Fox sees lots of pointy teeth. Monsters! Cries the tiny monster as the monster looks at fox, raccoon, squirrel, and bat. I told you, says Fox, the night is full of monsters. The end. And now today, I'd like to finish today's stories off with some riddles from a book called Creepy Riddles. It was published by Dial Books for Young Readers, has a copyright date of 1998, and the riddles were written by Kate McMullen and Lisa Eisenberg. Creepy Riddles. What do werewolves do when they meet? They say, howl, do you do? What do you call a room full of ghosts? A bunch of boo-boos. How do skeletons send their mail? By Bony Express. What do witches like to eat for dessert? Ice cream. Why does Dracula buy the newspaper every night? So he can read his horoscope. Why do witches wear green eyeshadow? They like the way it matches their teeth. What moves through the air, casts spells, and has no name? An unidentified flying sorcerer. And how did the monster football team win the game? They kicked a field goal. What would you get if you crossed a skeleton with a jar of peanut butter? Bones that stick to the roof of your mouth. The end. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. I want to say thank you again to the Louisville Free Public Library for supplying me with the stories to read. This concludes this installment of Radio Eye's Children's Story Hour. Please join us next time as we read more stories, fables, and fairy tales. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for the Lexington Herald Leader on Radio Eye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.